Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. And that's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father, to say thank you for one more day. Father, we come to Father God, bless you for blessing us. Father, we thank you for commanding us to rise and to shine on this morning, Father. We thank you for watching over us, Father, as we slept and as we slumber. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us from all danger seen and all danger unseen. Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, a plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. God, we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father, we bless you for it. And now, Father, we surrender the day back to you. And Father God, we pray that you will lead us and guide us and direct us, Father. Do what you want to do, Father God. You're the potter, and we are definitely the clay. So, Father, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father, and we bless you and we say thank you. Father, we pray for people around the world, those who do not know you in a pardoning of their sins, that, Father, that they will obtain the will to know you. And we pray for those who already know you, that they will have a desire to know you better and to know you more. Thank you for blessing our services on today, God. Thank you that you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified and Satan is already horrified. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this a brand new day that he has made. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners to our platform on today. Blessings to you and to you and to you. Thank you for joining us and starting your week with us. We want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus Christ is here. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the King of Kings. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up Jesus. Amen. We also have an altar prayer where we meet every 2 times a day. Amen. Praying, amen, and interceding for the prayer conditions around the world. Glory be to God. We ask that you would join us. Amen. We have Bible study on Wednesdays. We have spiritual warfare training. Amen. So please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. We bless the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Giving God praise. Amen. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm telling you, the weather was nice. Amen. And if you stayed in, went out, whatever you did, we pray that you had Jesus on your mind. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For Pentecost. Amen. Glory be to God on yesterday. Amen. Thanking God for our church services on yesterday, and also thanking God for our church services on today. Amen. Why? Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen and amen. We're going to get started this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to, amen, take a look at the Holy Spirit and partnership with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, amen. We want to talk on partnership. It's probably going to be a two-day lesson. Amen. And so instead of us starting at the front door, we want to start at the back door this morning. Amen. Glory be to God, and take you in from the back door. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen. Because it's his desire that we get a full understanding. Amen. And all our getting, get an understanding. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Beloved, amen. If you don't know, amen, and as we continue in our teachings on the Holy Spirit, we will find out that the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. Amen. Glory be to God. He is not an it. He is not a thing. But he is definitely, 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 amen, he is a person. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for him. Beloved, what I want to show you this morning, amen, just briefly, amen, to start your week off, amen, in meditation, because the Bible tells us that we are blessed when we meditate on his word day and night. Amen. Glory be to God. Psalms 1, amen, tells us all throughout the Bible. Amen. And when God spoke to Joshua, he said, meditate upon the word day and night. Let this word be in your mouth. Glory be to God, in your eyesight. Amen. Hallelujah. In your ears. Amen. And we are blessed. Amen. Because of the word, beloved. Amen. And so we thank God for it. So the Holy Spirit is definitely, definitely, definitely a person. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, I just want to show you a few scriptures this morning, because when we look in the book of Corinthians, amen, chapter number 13, beloved, it tells us, amen, when we look at it in light of the Greek, amen, and we have to remember, amen, that the Greek was the original transcript, amen, for the New Testament, amen, and 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and it tells us, amen, that the partnership, amen. Matter of fact, let me just read that whole verse for you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Some people are afraid to say Holy Ghost. It's okay to say Holy Ghost. Amen. Be with you all. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And as we will, when we pick this up tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen, Lord's willing, and we look at that word communion, in the Greek, we will find out, amen, beloved, that it means partnership, amen. So with that in line, beloved, amen, what the scripture is conveying unto us, the partnership of the Holy Spirit be with you all, amen. So looking at this, beloved, amen, from part two, and then we'll move to part one tomorrow, whenever the Lord tells us. So, beloved, I want to show you today, amen, how partnership with the Holy Spirit, it is important. Not only is it important that you know that you are aware of who the Holy Spirit is, see, because the Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Every born-again believer, amen, should know, because he resides in you. But, beloved, but unless you partner with him, see, His work is not automatic. See, we must recognize him, we must acknowledge him, and we must partner with him. And the reason that it is important that we partner with the Holy Spirit, beloved, is because Jesus did. And that's what I want to show you today. So I hope that you have some paper and pencil, because I want you to write these scriptures down in your notebook. And when we stop and think about it, beloved, it really makes a lot of sense, because Jesus, when we think about, if we study the word, and we are told to study the word line upon line, precept upon precept, amen, we are told to study the word, beloved. Now, when Jesus' earthly ministry was in operation, it was not just Jesus, although he is Lord and Savior, beloved. But let's just look at the scripture this morning, glory be to God, and see that it was Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we're going to see through these few scriptures this morning. And I'm not going to overload you. I'm just going to give you a little dose. I'm going to give you a little dose, amen, because we need to digest this thing. See? We need to bite on it. We need to chew on it. The doctors say a lot of people have stomach problems because they don't chew their food well. You know, we chew about 3-4 times and we want to swallow it down. And it wasn't meant. We're supposed to chew our food 20, 30, 40 times. We're supposed to chew that thing up before we digest, before we swallow it. And so it is in the spiritual. I want you to digest this a little bit, beloved. We're going to see here that Jesus and the Holy Spirit always work together. Not just on an occasion. Not just when it was convenient, but it was always. They were indeed the dynamic duo, because they worked together. Now, let's just take it from the beginning. Beloved, number one, Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus didn't even enter earth without the Holy Spirit. Huh? All right. And you can find this in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. And it reads, and the angel answered her, talking to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God. Because when the angel appeared to Mary and told Mary that she was going to, who was a virgin who had never known a man, and informed her that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah, she said, okay, no problem, but how? And this is when the angel said, the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby will be born holy. See? Why? Because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, so he had to be a holy baby. All right, so we see Mary conceiving of Jesus, carrying Jesus the whole 9 months, huh? And we know the story, how he had to deal with Joseph, because Joseph's head was messed up. Joseph was messed up, huh? Until the Holy Spirit had to give him revelation and insight on this thing. How did Jesus step down from heaven 42 generations and entered into planet Earth? It's only one way you can enter into planet Earth, baby, and that's through a bodysuit. And the Holy Spirit conceived him. So here we see, right from the get-go, okay, in Jesus' earthly ministry, Jesus partnering with the Holy Spirit partnering with him. But, beloved, that was just the beginning. Because after Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, now as we continue to read, we see where Jesus Christ is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were open to him. And he saw the Spirit of God like a dove and coming to rest on him. Just let me throw this other verse in here, saints. Amen. This 17th verse. I want you to take note of this also, verse 17. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. I want you to take note of this because some people still argue the Trinity. And I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about believers. But here is one verse in particular, and there are many verses, by the way, where we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in action. Let's go back to that. Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 17, this is God the Father speaking. It says, and a voice from heaven saying, so that's God the Father. This is my beloved son, talking about Jesus, when Jesus was being baptized. And then we see the Holy Spirit, glory be to God, because the Bible says as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, resting on him. Beloved, there you go. God in three persons, blessed the whole Trinity. The next time somebody want to argue to you, amen, glory be to God, about the three personalities of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, take them through this scripture. Who was God talking to himself? Huh? Our God ain't crazy. We see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I just thought I would empower you with that scripture today. Give you, put something under your belt. Amen, for when you're having conversations with people that don't understand. Amen. So we see in this particular scripture, beloved, out of Matthew 3, where Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit. So first we see the scripture where he was conceived. Now we see where he was empowered. But wait a minute. Jesus, you know how Jesus was so successful? And he knew where to go and what time to show up? Huh? I mean, Jesus didn't have a GPS. Huh? He didn't have a car. Didn't even have a donkey, glory be to God, until Passover. And they had to borrow that. You want to know how Jesus made all his appointments and he was on time? Because he was led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit didn't lead him. He was led of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he was in partnership with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was in partnership with him. I want you to look in your Bibles at Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 1. Glory be to God. Matthews, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthews 4. And verse number 1, let us look at it right here. Let me see. Let's look at it. All right. And this is how it reads. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Ooh, boy, we could park right there if we could. Boy, I tell you. Number one, Jesus, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. The Spirit led him into the wilderness. My God, Jesus. Most of us would argue when we find ourselves in the wilderness experience that the devil put you there. No. The devil didn't have nothing to do with that. Glory be to God. Jesus was led up into the wilderness. And we can spend some time exegeting that, amen, for the next few weeks, amen. But the point is this, beloved. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. You notice it didn't say Jesus led the Holy Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit led Jesus. Glory be to God. This is why Jesus knew what to do. Why? Because he was in partnership with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was in partnership with him. Not only that, beloved,
You said, well, Jesus did all these miracles, and oh, my God, he was fantastic. Glory be to God. He healed so many people. How did Jesus heal so many people? Well, let's find out. Acts chapter 10, verse number 38. Acts chapter 10, verse number 38. And it reads like this. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus, amen, healed people by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see the partnership? He's conceived by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. He is empowered by the Holy Spirit. He is led by the Holy Spirit. And now he's healing people by the power of the Holy Spirit, because he was in partnership. Oh, but wait a minute now. We ain't finished. Just give me another 5 minutes. Jesus, he wasn't backing up from those devils. Oh, no, he wasn't backing up. He wasn't running from those devils, beloved. The Bible doesn't encourage us to run from sin. Glory be to God. It encourages us, but nowhere in the Bible where the Bible tells us to run from the devil. Matter of fact, it tells us if we resist him, he will flee. If you notice in your spiritual armor, glory be to God, there's nothing for your back. Well, because we ain't got no business running. But wait a minute now. When Jesus came up against demons, what did Jesus do? Jesus cast those demons out. Well, how did Jesus do it? Well, let's just find out. Matthew chapter number 12, verse number 28. But it is by the Spirit of God. This is Jesus talking. But it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Beloved, we see here that Jesus cast out demons. Yeah, well, you know, Jesus got it going on like that, but he did it by the power of the Holy Spirit, beloved. Why? Because Jesus was in partnership with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was in partnership with him. Well, then Jesus died. He died. Yeah, he died. Calvary, Calvary. Huh? He gave up the ghost. They buried him. He didn't stay there long. 3 days later, he rose again. Huh? Well, how did Jesus rise from the dead? Well, good question. We glad you asked. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. I got quite a few scriptures here. Let me see. Romans chapter 8. Okay. And I want you to go to verse number 11. Verse number 11, and it reads like this. But if the spirit we talking about, huh? If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Beloved, Jesus was resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit. Now, wait a minute. Saints, Jesus didn't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Well, glory be to God. Healed people by the Holy Spirit, cast out demons by the Holy Spirit, died and rose again by the Holy Spirit. Well, wait a minute. I'm almost finished. And then after Jesus was resurrected from the dead, beloved, we know that for 40 days, amen, he stayed here on earth for 40 days. He visited with the disciples, ate with the disciples. Glory be to God, was seen of men and women. And at the end of that, the Bible tells us, amen, that Jesus was ascended back up into heaven. Huh? And right now he's seated at God's right hand in the heavenly places. Well, but wait a minute. How did that happen? Well, we're glad you asked. Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 19, and verse 20. Verse 19 and 20, and it reads like this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Who? Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 19. Which he wrought in Christ. Listen now. When he raised him from the dead, wait a minute, comma, and set him on right hand in the heavenly places. What? The Holy Spirit not only resurrected Jesus from the dead, but the Holy Spirit seated Jesus at God's right hand in heavenly places. Beloved, this is partnership. This is true partnership. This is what the Spirit of God is saying. I got one more and I'm finished. One more. Wait. This is what the Spirit of God is saying. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost, the partnership of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. Amen. Why? Because Jesus was our example of what can be accomplished, beloved, when you partner with the third person of the Godhead. Glory be to God. Every time we see Jesus in the Gospels, he is working hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. In fact, Jesus even said himself, that he wouldn't initiate anything by himself, indicating his total dependence on the Spirit of God. Our last scripture here for tonight, for this morning, St. John. Okay, St. John chapter 5. And I want you to go to verse 30. St. John 5:30. I'm going to read it for you. This is what it says. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, we see here that Jesus did not initiate anything by himself. So why are we trying? Jesus, the second person in the Godhead, didn't do anything without partnering with the Holy Spirit. So why are we trying? He didn't make a move unless he was led by the Holy Spirit, unless he had acknowledged the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. To acknowledge God, and then God spoke through the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit's job, beloved. This is why God sent, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Glory be to God. I got somebody I'm sending. And he's the third person in the God. Why are we ignoring him? How do we expect our prayers to get answered without the Holy Spirit when Ephesians 6 tells us, after you have put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, taking the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and people want to stop there, but the scripture goes on to say, and praying in the Spirit. Beloved, our success is through our partnership with the Holy Spirit. Oh, God live in you. You good. No, you ain't good because God live in you. You good because God live in you and you partnering with him. You're seeking him. You're praying to him. Well, as I was sitting yesterday eating my breakfast, the Holy Spirit said, glory be to God. He said, it's a difference between hearing and listening. Because a lot of people are here. A lot of people are here. Glory be to God. But when you listen, it's indicative of the fact that not only did you hear what was said, but now you are reacting to what was said. You are moving in obedience to what was said. That's when you listen. Are we listening to the Holy Spirit? You was conceived by the Holy Spirit. How do you think you entered into the kingdom of God? That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. How do you think you was conceived into God's kingdom? We're all leaving this earth. We preached it on yesterday. Glory be to God. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. When they put your body 6 feet under, burn you, and whatever they're going to do with your flesh, how do you think you're going to be resurrected? How do you think your mortal is going to take on immortality? Beloved, this is the Holy Spirit from start to finish. Beloved, we have to become acquainted with him. And if the Lord leads me over the next couple of days, few weeks, few months, as long as it takes, glory be to God, we have to do an introduction. Isn't it a sad situation? You have somebody living in your house and you don't even know them. You don't recognize them. You got somebody living in your house, you don't speak, you don't say good morning. Can you imagine that? Who's that person? Oh, yeah, they live in my, okay, what's their name? I don't know. We don't even talk. We don't even talk. Living in your house, you don't know his name. You don't know. You don't talk. You don't know nothing about him. He just showed up. He just showed up one day when I accepted Jesus. That shows you don't even realize what your salvation is all about. So we got to go all the way back. We got to go all the way back, beloved. To the first step so that we can get an understanding, because what we are finding out, beloved, in this generation is that God's people do not know who they are. They don't know. They took a little bit of the truth and they're running with it, glory be to God, and not growing into the whole truth when it is God's will for us to mature and get off that milk. You can't live off milk all your life. Now, my grandbaby was with me for the weekend. God bless her precious soul. Glory be to God. Huh? And she 2 and a half. She ain't even on milk no more. Not like that. Grown. You 45 years old. Give me my bottle. Your bottle? I was reading in a magazine. I think the boy was about 14 years old, sitting on his mother's lap, sucking her breast. Now, y'all just nasty. Now, y'all try to put some medical term to that. No, y'all just nasty. The mama and the baby and the little boy, 14 years old, get out of here. But here we are. We can't beat them up that bad because you've been walking in Christendom for all these years, and you on the breast too. You on the milk. Come on, beloved. The Jesus' total dependence, his total dependence was on the Spirit of God. But let me say this. If Jesus needed this kind of ongoing partnership with the Holy Spirit, if Jesus needed it, in order to accomplish his divine role in the earth, beloved, we certainly have to have it as well. We got to have it. We got to have it. And I'm finished. And then I was thinking, I said, Lord, I called this teacher's partnership, but I think I should have called it, I got to have it. And you talk to some people, and then I talk to them, and Pastor, I just got to have it. I'm talking about somebody else. I'm talking about their spouse, or I just got to have it. I got to have it. I got to have him. I got to have her. I just got to have it. Huh? Somebody go to the drugstore and get my medicine. I just got to have it. And we have our mindset on what we can't live without. If I don't get it, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll probably die. I just love him to death. Yeah, that's your problem. You need to love him to life. Glory be to God. I just got to have it. I just got to. Put my bid in on that house. I just got to have that house. I just got to have it. Beloved, let me tell you something. Beloved, you want to know what you really got to have? Amen. Glory be to God. You have to have, amen, your partnership with the Holy Spirit is what you got to have. Because if Jesus had to have it, we got to have it too. Beloved, it's time for us to back up. It's time for us to back up. And because we have not been acknowledging the Holy Spirit, we have been grieving the Holy Spirit. When God tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit, tells us not to quench the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, as we continue our teaching, you can see where you have to be knowledgeable in this, because if you're not, you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And that's the only one sin that there is no forgiveness for. Partnership. Come on, anybody want partnership today? glory be to God. You can have it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our partner in this world. We need your partnership, Father. We know that without you, without the Holy Spirit, Father God, we are so limited in what we are able to do. Father, you see what we can't see. You know what we don't know. You have wisdom and insight that we don't have. We simply must have your help if we are going to do what you have asked us to do. Father, we ask you to please forgive us all the times we have gotten in such a hurry that we didn't take time to fellowship with you. From this moment on, from this day on, we promise that we will do our best to consult with you before we make any decision or take a single step. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we bless the Lord, beloved. Amen. We took you in through the back door of the day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Sort of took you at the end to move you to the beginning to show you the importance of partnering with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And this is how we achieve good success. Amen. This is how we win every time. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. In form of announcement today, beloved, we will be at the altar prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9. Amen. All this week, we'll be at the altar prayer at 12, back at 9, Bible study at 8 o'clock. Amen. And that is done at our altar of prayer and platform. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729, 385-799-9729. Just so everyone can know, next Monday is Memorial Day. We will not be having altar of prayer. We don't do the altar of prayer on holiday. We will be here 6 o'clock in the morning, but there will be no altar of prayer on next Monday. Why? Because that's family time. Amen. And God put family together before he put the church together. Amen. Family is a God idea. So spend some time with your family. Take all these beautiful teachings here and use this as an opportunity to share it. Amen. With somebody. Amen. For whatever we're going to be doing on the limited activities that will be taking place on the holiday, whatever it is. If it's nothing more than picking up your telephone. Amen. Texting somebody. Amen. Emailing, Facebook, WhatsApp. Amen. Glory be to God. And they give you an opportunity to share about your partnership, amen, with the Holy Ghost. So we just want to put that out there now, amen, so that you will know that there is no altar prayer on next Monday, which is Memorial Day. And we bless the Lord. All right, beloved, that is it. That is it. We're looking forward to a good week. A good week. A good week. Beloved, I'm telling you, you're missing, if you're not having a conversation with the Holy Spirit on a continual basis, you are really missing out. You are really missing out on all that God wants to do in and through you. And if you don't, beloved, do that, you just die without it. You die without it. If Jesus is in your heart, sure, you'll go to heaven if Jesus is in your heart. If you're not going there the Lord says, amen, his desire is to bring you to an expected end. You won't get there. You won't experience that expected end. You won't experience your full potential because you didn't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You can have this or you can have that. It's up to you. Amen. My pleasure to serve you today, saints. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God all the praise, giving God the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, God. Father God, as we move around today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Oh, Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. Father God, we decree and we declare, Father God, that we will not die, but we will live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Father God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit in Jesus' name. And it cannot and it will not be broken. Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And may the Lord bless thee. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. A darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Meet us at the altar of prayer. If you're a first-time visitor, please send us a text, call us, send us an email. At lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Let us hear from you. Let us know that you're listening. Amen. At 7 o'clock this morning, Amen. We'll be on all the media streaming TVs. Amen. Watch us. Amen. Under the ICN Impact Network banner. ICN Impact Network banner on your smart TV. Amen. On your cell phone. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord for an opportunity to carry the gospel all around the world. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything, amazing God. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. But that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
I know I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad
that I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Amen and amen. Your partnership with the Holy Spirit is your key to good success. That's what the Holy Spirit just dropped in me, and I'm going to drop it with you. Pastor Bradford, signing out. Blessings.